Don't ever lose your focus. Amen, amen, amen. They believed victory was impossible. They had lost their focus. It's sad, my brothers and sisters, when you lose your focus. But there is someone in this room who is where the Israelites were. You're intimidated by the facts. Amen, amen. The diagnosis is cancer, it's diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And we have some trouble with the facts. Amen. We lose the focus. Amen. The fact is that in a letter from the IRS demanding payment, informing you there's an audit coming. Yeah, we get intimidated by the facts. Amen. The fact is that you get a call from the jail. Your son has been arrested and you need to do something about it. You get intimidated by the fact. Amen. But in the midst of all that we experience, we need to look at verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses. Amen. He didn't contradict that the facts were as they presented them. But he said, there's something you don't seem to understand. Let us go up at once and possess it. Why? For we are well able to overcome it. You see, we need to know the God that we serve is able to make us overcomers. It does not matter what the facts said. Amen. The fact of the matter is, when God has spoken, amen, let everyone else be still. I wish I had somebody that knows what I'm talking about. For you see, if you would take note, God had already spoken. Amen. Chapter 13, verse number 2, when he gave them the instructions, God said, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Now the Lord has given it to them, so now how can you not take it if it already belongs to you? Our problem is we look at the giants instead of looking at the one who is the giant maker. Amen. He is the creator of all mankind. Amen. The God that we serve can take a midget and take care of a giant. I wish I had somebody that knows what I'm talking about. Amen. God is able to take a David with a slingshot. Amen. And bring down a 9'9". Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You see, we look at our problem instead of looking at the problem solver. Amen. We get intimidated by the fact and we fail to realize that God is still in control. Amen. There are four things that I want us to take note of and we'll be done. Amen. Amen. First thing is with Caleb knew God's promise. Amen. And as followers of the Lord, we ought to know God's promises. Amen. And you ought to know that God tells us, Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble. We need to know his promises. Amen. 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 It does not matter who is against us. If God be for us, it does not matter who can be against us. Amen. We need to know the promises of God. Verse 2, the land of Canaan, the Lord said, I give it unto the children of Israel. It was given to them as a perpetual possession. Amen. Amen. Genesis 17 and verse 8. Amen. All the land of Canaan is given to you, God tells Abraham, for an everlasting possession. Now, I know that they are messing up over there now trying to trade land to make treaties. But God said, I'm giving this land to you forever. From the going down of the sun to the Euphrates, it all belongs to you. But what I want you to see, my brothers and sisters, Caleb knew, as each of us ought to know, the promises of God. Amen. Now, how do I know the promises? Get in his word. Amen. See what the Lord has to say. Amen. Amen. What the Lord has said, he stands on what he said. Amen. He's the God that healeth thee. there's no disease, no malady that can take you out, that God is not in control. Somebody's worried about, I don't know what to, let me tell you something. If you can trust God, God will take care of you. Now, see, some folks say, yeah, well, you know, cousin Bobo had cancer and he died. Well, was he in the Lord? Because if he was in the Lord, he's so much better off. Amen. You see, when he gets to heaven, you don't have a DT there. Somebody say, who's DT? Try 45. Somebody still didn't get it. They didn't get it. I'm not going to tell you either. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We need to know. We need to know God's promises. What has God said about whatever the circumstance is? If God says it's yours, it's yours. Amen. That land was theirs. There were people on the land, but God said, depose them. Get them off your land. There are people that are occupying things that God's going to give to you. The wealth of the world is laid up for the righteous. I want you to know that. You know, we think that we're going to be down and out all of our lives. Not so. Amen. There will be a transfer. God is going to take from the sinful world, hallelujah, and give to his people who knows what to do with what he gives them. Amen. Somebody said, I don't believe that, Reverend. Well, look at what he did when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. He told them to go and borrow from all their neighbors. And so they went and borrowed from the Egyptians. And when the Egyptians tried to follow them into the Red Sea, there was debt cancellation. Amen. All the debts were taken care of. God knows how to take care of those that are his. And so, number one, Caleb knew God's promise. More than that, Caleb knew the person of God. Not enough to know his promises, but you need to know the person of God. Amen. Truth remains unchanged because it is guaranteed by the character of God. Amen. Amen. Caleb could stand boldly because of God's faithfulness. If God had told them to go and search it out and come back, bring the report, amen, he was ready to deliver them into that land right then. Amen. You can stand in the boldness of the Lord. Can't you hear him saying in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That's why this preacher doesn't get upset when stuff happens. And can I tell you something? If you live here, stuff happens. I know the world has another word they use, but stuff happens. But if you would understand that if God be for you, amen, God be for you, it doesn't matter what the world does, what the devil does, amen, you need to know the person of God. Amen. God can take whatever and take care of business. Amen. God is able, the Bible tells me, to take a young boy's lunch and feed a great multitude. Have I got a witness? Amen. God can do the impossible, amen, and make it seem so easy. Amen. The children of Israel coming out of Egyptian captivity, the Lord rolled back the Red Sea, dried up the land, and allowed them to walk across on dry ground. Amen. Nobody but God can do that. Amen. Amen. God can bring us, hallelujah, amen, bring us from the dunghill and set us among princes. Nobody but God can do that. Amen, amen, amen. We know we think about the White House. We talk about black history. White House built by people of color. Amen. But the 44th president, amen, was a man of color. Amen. You just wait long enough, God will work out his plan. We simply need to know who he is. And if God said it, he'll cause it to come to pass. Our problem is we have not yet learned how to truthfully and in totality trust God in everything. I feel like preaching. Let me just share something with you. Amen. We trust God to heal cancer, but if we get a cold, we figure, well, I go to the liquor store and get a half a pint and some lemons and make a little hot toddy. Well, can I tell you something? If God can cure cancer, yeah, but we want to help the Lord out on some things. Yeah, we're going to make a hot toddy, put a little honey in there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't get unreal here now, you know. Yeah, oh, yeah, you know. Yeah, you got to learn how to trust God in everything. God can heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. He can take care of the common cold. We've got to learn how to trust him. Amen. The person of God, the great creator, the one who said, let there be, and everything that there is came into being. And now it is sustained by that same power. When he said, let there be, amen, he has not said, and now stop. I wish I had somebody here. Amen, amen. The world continues because he put it in perpetual motion. I'm talking about the God that we serve. But I don't want to spend too much time there. I'll make myself happy. Amen, amen. Now, not only must we know his promise, we need to know the person, but we also need the right perspective. Amen, the right perspective. Amen, your focus must be on the everlasting God. Do not ever allow yourself to be drawn into the emotions of the moment. Part of the problem that they had here was when the 10 spies brought back an evil report. The Bible said in chapter 14, verse 1, the people cried all night. Amen. Very quickly, we forget what God said, and we listen at what folks say. We're still doing that today. God said, if you will just trust me, amen, I'll take care of you. And we'll listen at the economists, and we'll listen at all the financial analysts, and we'll listen at all these folk, and we're getting all excited. And you know what I say to you? Calm down. Amen. Know that if God be for you, amen, there's nothing that can be against you. God will take care of his own. Amen. If God did not take care of his own, he would be betraying his word. Can I go ahead and preach? Amen. God says to all the men, if you don't take care of your family, you're worse than an infidel. Well, if God wouldn't take care of his family, he'd be worse than an infidel. God will never be an infidel. He's going to take care of those that are his. We have to learn how to trust him in everything. Yeah, we trust him in the big things. Yeah, Lord, you're going to bring world peace, but I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. Yeah, if you just trust God. But there's a little bit of common sense that ought to be in there also. Amen. If you know you don't make enough money, don't buy it. Hallelujah. Don't we have that tendency? If somebody else bought it, I want to get it too. Because I want to keep up with the... Hallelujah. No, what we want to do is to trust God in everything. Amen. Can't you hear? Can't you hear this? And look, if you've got your Bibles. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron. Now, that was the hallmark of these folk. They complained very easily. Amen. If something didn't go right, they complained. Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Now, they forgot. Amen. Exodus, where they cried unto the Lord because of their taskmasters. The Lord brought them out of their circumstance. And now they're saying, we could have just died there. No, they didn't mean that. Amen. You got to be careful about the words you use. Talk to me, somebody. Amen. We get caught up in things and we say the wrong thing. Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? Wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? God is listening to what is said. The Bible tells me that God said, I hear them. And they worried about what's going to happen to their children. Amen. Their children will go into the land. But all of these who have murmured and complained, amen, they're going to die in the wilderness. Sometimes we speak destruction into our own lives. Amen. Be careful of the words that you use. Amen. 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 You ought to always have some uplifting words. Amen. To your children, to yourself. Amen. To your spouse, to your family. Have some uplifting words. God is good. God's going to bless you. Amen. You're going to come out of this thing. Amen. There are some good things that we ought to be saying to folk. And we tell them, well, you ain't no good, just like you're no good daddy. Learn how to say good words. Amen. Even if daddy ain't no good. Amen. Say daddy is doing the best he can. If he ain't doing the best he can, don't say anything. Amen. Amen. But keep your perspective. Amen. Do not allow yourself to be drawn in to that you ought not be part of. If we know that God is able, then stand on the Lord's side. That God is going to take care of me irrespective of what's going on around me. Amen. Amen. He has given his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. We have to learn how to speak the words that he has already said. Yeah, under the shadow of the Almighty, I'm going to rest. Amen. I'm not going to get excited. I know that God is able. And even if he doesn't, as the three Hebrew boys said, amen, I know he can. And if I know he can and he desires not to do it, I know that he's got something going on. Have y'all ever thought about that God is always working it out for your good? Amen. He's always working things for your good. And he knows how to give it to you at the right time. You know, one of the real dangers is that sometimes we get things that we are not capable of handling at that time. Amen. Amen. I would no more give a child, you name a car, whatever it is, you name it. Amen. 15, 14, 13. Not going to do that. Amen. When you get old enough to appreciate what I'm giving to you, then you can have it. Amen. Well, if you've got that much sense, God has that much sense. We want God to give us things that we are totally incapable of handling at that time. Amen. There's a time and a season. God knows when you're able to handle it. Amen. Amen. You ever wonder how come you go through so many things? Lord, when you going to change it? The Lord said, when you get able to handle it, I'll change it. But until you're able to handle it, you got to keep on short rations. Amen. Give you too much, you know, you go get beside yourself. Amen. Amen. You're looking at your 50-inch screen to see the Super Bowl today. And church won't mean anything to you. Amen. Amen. Isn't it amazing when you had that little old small thing? God was so good. And God gave you one like this. And now like this. And man, you just kick back and look at it. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't even know how to say thank you. But God is still blessing us. Amen. Amen. Have you ever thought about, we constitute 13% thereabouts of the population, and look what God is doing for us and with us. Amen. Now, you know there are those who will stand opposed to us, but God is at the control. And when God is moving you from point to point, it does not matter who is in the midst of this. God will cause you to triumph over whatever comes against you. Amen. We have not as yet learned. Amen. But I want you to notice with Caleb. Number one, Caleb knew the promises of God. Caleb knew the person of God. Amen. Caleb was able to keep the proper perspective because he knew who God is. And that God will take care of him. And so it causes me to see Caleb as being privileged. Amen. Amen. When you trust the Lord, as did Caleb, you are privileged. In Numbers 14 and verse number 24, the Lord says, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. What am I trying to say? There were only two of the original bunch that went into the promised land. There was Joshua and Caleb. Amen. All those folk who said we can't do it, they didn't do it. But if those who trusted in God, amen, they didn't look at their circumstance, they looked at the God who said, I'm going to give you this land. There is somebody here who's looking at your circumstance instead of looking at the God that you serve. Amen. Why serve a God who can't do anything more than you can do? Amen. But I want you to know God is able to do exceeding abundantly more than you even have the capacity to ask or think. Amen. When your mind conjures up something big, God says, I'm bigger than that. God will take care of everything if you let him. And then there are times when we don't understand. Sometimes the answer is no. And God allows us for his purpose. Yeah, God allows it for his purpose. Do you realize that after I was afflicted, I can better now experientially understand what folk go through? You ever heard folks say, I know what you're going through, and you ain't never been there? Yeah, it's easy to say, I know what you're going. No, you don't. But when you've been there, when you know how it is, amen, you're able to say, if God did it for me, he can do it for you. And you can say it categorically, unequivocally, because you know what you're talking about. One of the things that used to bother me is folk would say, oh, I know what y'all going through. No, you don't know what we going through. Amen. Nobody ever stopped you at the door and say you can't come in. Nobody told you to go to the back door to get a hamburger. You don't know what I'm going through, but God changes things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God allowed me. You know what? I just want to go ahead anyway. God allowed a backwoods preacher to sit in luxury last night. Amen. Thanks to some folk that I will allow anonymity. Amen. I was able to sit in Perry's. Amen. And get one of those 14 ounce. You know, there was a time when the only steak that I knew about was a round steak. And we didn't get any of the meat. We got the gravy from the round steak to go on some rice. But God is a good God. Now we're sitting in Paris. Amen. Amen. I said, look what the Lord has done. Amen. God said he would bring us from the dunghill and set us among princes. Amen, amen. As soon as there was a need, there is somebody catering to you. Say, would you look at this? Sure is better than McDonald's. God is good. And he's good all the time. But I want you to know that it's not because of certain folk. God is good to all folk. Amen. God says, if you will, he will. But you got to trust him in everything. Amen. Israel had to learn that they had to know that God is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. God had told them they were going to the promised land. But the problem is that we know what God said, but then we look at our problems. But I stop by to tell you, it's not your problem. It's the problem solver you ought to be looking at. If God be for you, who can be against you? I don't care how tall the walls are. Have I got a witness here? I heard Jamal Bryant said, and Mexico not going to pay for the wall. I don't care about the wall you have. God will take care of your wall. Have I got a witness? Somebody in this room is worried about the wall that's causing them not to be able to pay all their bills. You're wondering, what am I going to do? But I stop by to tell you, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God is a good God, worthy to be praised. God had brought Israel all the way. Sometimes we say, God has brought me a mighty long way. But I stop by to tell you that God has brought us all of the way. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, when the enemy rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. And I stop by to tell you, the God that we serve, I don't care how high the wall is, I don't care how thick it is, 25 feet tall, 20 feet thick, God says nothing in my sight, I'm able to give it to you. Can I get a witness here? Well, somebody said, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, let me take you to when Joshua says, I want to take you to the wall that surrounds Jericho. Gotta go ahead and preach. The wall stood tall, but God told them, we don't need demolition to take down this wall. All you need to do is walk around the wall. I got a witness. I heard the old folks say, walk around, walk around, walk around. They walked around the wall for 6 days, one time a day. But on the seventh day, Lord have mercy, they walked around the wall 7 times. Then they gave a shout, and the wall came down. And I got a witness here, and I want us to see this thing. The Bible said that it imploded and fell straight down, and they were able to walk across. Have I got a witness? You see, if the wall had fallen down, it would not have been able to get over it. But when it imploded, the God that we serve knows how to give you what you need. Just keep on moving. Y'all not hearing me? You see, walking is moving. Just keep on moving. If you move, God will bless you. There's somebody here. Bills need to be paid. Children acting up. Spouse is acting a fool. But if you just keep on moving, God will take care of you. He will.
Hallelujah.
I gotta quit. I gotta quit. I want us to see. Ain't the facts. Amen. Amen. The fact says. Amen. The fact says a bumblebee shouldn't fly.
That's right.
But he does. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. God is so good.
Yes.
He knows how to put all things together in their proper perspective.
Thank you.
When God puts it together. It'll all work to your benefit.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. As the people of God, know his promises. Know his person. Know that God loves you. And he loves you with an unconditional love. And he loves you right where you are. But he loves you too much to leave you where you are. Because God's got some better things for you. Aren't you glad he has better things? Amen, amen. Amen. You know, I think about what God has done for a people. See, back in Lola's here, she can tell you, back in Polk County, in Unalaska, if you wanted to get somewhere, you know how you got there? You put one foot in front of the other. Amen. You go down and those roads were so sandy. You just going. Big Mama used to say, you know, when I'm old, the Lord's going to have bless y'all. You're going to have nice cars. And I would just laugh because I know I'd never have a car. Only them folk had cars. But you know what God has done? God has taken care of us.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Far above anything I could have ever thought.
That's right.
Amen.
And Lola, you remember when she'd say, y'all gonna have a car, you gonna push it down the road because you don't want to start it at the house. Because we want to make sure that we don't hear you. That's what she said, that we're gonna slip push it out. And we get on down the road, then we'll start the engine. And I'm just laughing. But God is so good. Yeah. He spoke prophetically. Now we didn't do it that way. Hallelujah. All right, we shall extend the privilege to the church. Amen. Somebody needs to know. They need to know the promises of God. What has God said? You need to know the person of God. God is good. God is good all the time. Amen. He's breathing glory.
He's all right. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. Amen. When I got saved, it's all good. Amen. Ups, downs, but it's all good. Some hellos, some goodbyes, but it's all good. Some sickness, but it's all good. If you can't say it's all good, amen, you need to get closer to him. But when you go through stuff, amen, you know your only help comes from the Lord. You're able to say it's all good because I read the back of the book and I found out we win. Hallelujah. 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 We shall extend the privilege to the church. Today is the day of salvation. Now is acceptable time. I'm going to ask that we would all stand. If you're here, have not made peace with God, would you come? Amen. Lord, I believe you. Yeah, yeah. If you're here. Glory, 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 glory. Lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. Ah, Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad, Jesus. If you're here, would you come? 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Great hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Had me bow. Jesus lifted me.